When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
I love it so much!
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studio.
Yes!
Yes! Let's go!
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
Let's go!
I love you!
Hey, you know what time is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
What up, everybody? I'm your host, your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog from Season 3.
You killed it. Thank you.
And tonight, you know we got a special holiday edition of our podcast. I'm going to talk to my homegirl, Season 3 winner, my big sis. I'm talking about Candy Burrs from Escape.
Wow.
I was nervous about this whole thing, and it was scary coming out there by myself. I was just so scared. It was crazy.
I've also got my main man, panelist Ken John, back in the building with me. And y'all know, when me and Ken connect, oh my goodness, it is a sight to see. I mean, well, y'all can't see it, but it's a sight to hear, if you don't know.
I'm so excited.
And also, you know I got that last exclusive clue. When I say last, I mean last. I know, y'all.
I can't believe it.
But before we get into all of that, let's go ahead and recap what happened on tonight's episode. Shut up.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Masked Singer Holiday Sing-Along Spectacular.
Tonight, we had our holiday sing-along. No unmasking, no heartbreak. That's right. Just a good old vibe all the way around. That's right. Who doesn't like good vibes? For more inside scoop, let's go ahead and see what my homegirl doing. Hey, yo, Jen O'Donnell, what's going on, baby girl? What you done dug up?
Thanks, Bow Wow. There's a lot of rumors out there and tons of new guesses. Here's what I've got. There's a brand new guess that's starting to circulate, and the theory is that Mushroom is rapper-singer J. Cole. J. Cole is super smart, and he changed his name for the stage, which are facts that match clues from past Mushroom packages. There's another fun Mushroom theory out there that makes me happy, that maybe Mushroom is Pharrell. The nerdy clues in the package could allude to Pharrell being in N.E.R.D., and all the Mean Girls clues could be a nod to him being featured on the Mean Girls soundtrack. We absolutely know that the Sun is a star, and that's why the internet is guessing Christina Aguilera. Some of the clues about her partner or her soulmate match up, like their love for RV road trips, which Christina posted about on her Instagram this summer, and we saw in one of the Sun's packages. We see you, Sun, and also we could use some more of you literally because you're great and daylight savings has been tough. On to our croc star. He said his choice to sing Silent Night was because it symbolized the true meaning of Christmas and reminded him of growing up. Could mean that he's from a religious family. I also have to point out that the croc said 2 jaw puns this episode. First, he said to have a jawsome holiday, and then he said he was Santa Jaws. It could be just a nod to his croc mask, but maybe he's a singer who's known for having a chiseled jawline. On to my next cup of coffee so I can Google image search pop singers who have great jawlines. Anything for a clue, right? That's my scoop for now. Thanks, Bow.
Hi, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. Now that we're all caught up, got some of our Masked Singer performance and panelists to wish you all And, of course, our super fans out there, happy holiday all around the world.
Hey, Bob Saget here, a.k.a. Squiggly. Yeah, Squiggly forever. I've learned that. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yo, what's up, Mass fans? It's Nick Cannon, a.k.a. Saint Nick. And you know what? It's the holiday season, and I'm sending holiday cheer to everyone else because, to me, the holidays are all about family. The people inside your home are the ones who know the real you, who know the man behind the mask. And I'm spending time with my family. Hopefully, you're spending time with yours. And I honestly have to say my favorite time of the holidays has to be the time where you get the good food, the good laughter, and the good games. I come from a family that plays a lot of games like The Masked Singer, where we're playing guessing games, charades, and all of that good stuff. Grabbing a microphone, having karaoke. It's like The Masked Singer goes on in my household each and every year. So I'm looking forward to it this year, and hopefully you spending time with your family this year. Happy holidays.
All right, you guys. Now, right now, I want to bring in a very, very, very special guest. I had the opportunity to work with her when I was a youngin' in the game. I'm talking about Score 3 Platinum albums with the fam, Escape. Okay, she also written hit songs for TLC, Destiny's Child, and... Man, I lost to her too, you know, with season 3, but it's all good though. You know what I mean? Because it's family. This is my big sis, Candy. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
Man, I'm good. Oh, I'm so glad. Listen, I've been waiting for this. Like when they called me and said, "Look, man, we got Candy stopping by on the podcast," I couldn't wait because I knew, like, just off the top how much fun we gonna have. Before we even dive into anything, I got to give you your props because you know you were the first woman to actually win The Masked Singer.
Grammy Award winning producer, Candy Burruss! Yeah! Yeah! How does it feel to be the first woman to win The Masked Singer?
Yeah! It feels incredible!
Yeah! You're an amazing performer, and I can't wait for more people to realize this.
Thank you.
It meant a lot to me. Looking back at some of the past winners, and I was trying to look back and see what they did to win. And I was like noticing that none of the women made it past spot 3.
Right.
And so I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, I gotta really make it to the end for the women. You know what I mean? I gotta represent for the ladies here. And I really wanted to take home the trophy for the ladies. Like, so that meant a lot to me to be able to represent for the ladies, to make history. Obviously is a big thing for me, like to be the first. There will never be another first.
All right, for sure. And you definitely did that. And I actually remember when Jenny McCarthy said early on that you were going to win. Like she picked you like, yo, this is it.
I just want to say to you, Night Angel, you are going to the finals. You are going to take this mask home.
I think so.
How did that make you feel when you were actually hear like the judge's reaction that, you know, you could possibly win this whole entire thing?
It made me feel really good because believe it or not, I was scared out of my mind. Okay. You know, I don't know. My voice, I love my voice, but you know, my voice is distinctive. It's different.
Right.
I was in a group and it's always different when you come out of a group and have to stand by yourself on stage, you know?
I feel that.
I was nervous about this whole thing and it just... It was scary coming out there by myself. I was just so scared. It was crazy.
Woo.
So I was just really excited when she said that.
And then, okay, so look, you said something that caught my eye real quick. You said you was nervous. So let me ask you this. Did you being masked, did that help you in any way? Like with some-
For sure. You
know, okay. So that helped you.
Yes, most definitely. I think, you know, something about putting on that mask and putting on that costume, it's like you get to be somebody else. You get to be this different character, be this different person, and you get to try things. And, you know, it's almost kind of like when you're in a movie, you know, as an actor, you get to be a different person. And so, you know, I was just able to get into a different character and just shake off the nervousness and just be this other person for a little while on stage and not have to worry about being judged for being Candy.
What do you love about being the Night Angel?
Well, I really love the duality of the Night Angel. I just really like the fact that she can be so sweet.
She's putting on an accent.
And then sometimes she's just like bad.
Bad. Bad.
This is a funny story that you don't know. So as we were getting closer to the final, sis, and you know, I was like,
So everybody kept telling me, yo, Turtle and that Night Angel. They was like, yo, Bow, like, yo, Frog, this is who you gonna have to watch out for. Like, all that dancing, electrify, that's dope. Like, that's gonna get you there. And the next day, when I heard you warm up, I said, oh my God, it's Candy. And it was so weird for me, because once I knew it was you, when we walked out on the stage, and then like we would start to interact with each other. Because remember, towards the end, we had to interact on stage, and it was so weird. And I want to ask you, at what point, did you know that I was Frog?
Look who this guy is. It's the Frog, y'all. How badly do you want to leap past Turtle and Night Angel for the title?
Really bad. I got a lot of kids that love the Frog. You dig, baby? So what I really want to do is win this thing only for me, but for all the kids all around the world. That's
well said.
I figured it out.
How did you figure it out?
Before you figured me out, I know that. You were doing your sound check, and they had me going backstage, and you were doing the crisscross song, and you were doing the miggity, 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 that part. And can't nobody do that flawlessly but you. And you were doing it flawlessly. I said, I know who that is. I knew it. As soon as I heard you doing it, I was like, oh, I know that voice. I know who it is. Oh. And so from that point on, I used to get a kick out of just walking right up on you whenever had to be in the same room. I would just get a kick out of walking right as close as I could next to you, because I knew you had no clue to who I was.
I did.
But I knew exactly who you were.
Yo, that's so crazy. And then just to touch on base with your artistry work too, because your pen game is impeccable. We all know that. Talk about the process of writing, the art of writing. Like, do you feel like when you write a record for somebody, Candy, do you have to become that artist in order to, you know, are you writing from their vision, or are you writing from what you're seeing from the artist just by knowing them?
I mean, I've done it both ways. Sometimes, you know, the artist, sometimes they'll take a record that you already got sitting around.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes I will ask them things about what's happening in your life, what's going on in your relationship, you know, what you've been up to. I like to sit around and have a conversation with them so that I can use specific things that they talked about and put it in the song, like lyrics that are specific from the conversation and put it in the song, so they really feel whatever it was that this, whatever they was talking about, they can feel it when they're singing it, you know? And so I always like doing that, because then they really can relate to the record, you know?
Right on.
To me, songs like that really work well with the artist when they're there when I write it.
There it is. Now, you know, it's fourth quarter, man. We almost there. It's the holiday season right about now. So let's go ahead and we're going to talk a little Christmas. You know, we from Atlanta. You know, we just dismissed the T in Christmas. I'm not sure if our podcast listeners out there understand.
Crema.
Yeah. Tell them again, Candy. This is Atlanta. We say crema.
A little crema.
Yeah, just a little crema.
A little crema.
That's all. Anything. Well, what's on your crema list?
You know, I haven't even really thought about any specific gifts for this year. I just want time with my family. Like, I just want us all to be in one place and to spend time with them. Like, I would love for us to be able to do like a good family vacation, because you know, we haven't really had a family vacation in a minute.
Yeah.
My daughter, she went off to school in NYU.
Ooh, congratulations.
Kayla, my other bonus daughter, she's in New York right now. And then our little babies, they here with us. So everybody kind of split up right now. So it would be great to have us all in one place together, spending time together, and then just enjoying the holiday. Like, that would just make me happy, you know?
And I got to ask you the $1 million question. Now, who's in the kitchen around these times? Who, you know, who's in there whipping up the mac and the cheese and the stuffing? Who's responsible for that right there?
You never had the opportunity to come to my crib and eat my food, but I can cook. I can really throw it out.
Listen, you think I don't know? You think I can cook like your grandmama,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, man, there's a reason, okay? There's a reason why you got into the business, okay? I know a couple females that ate at your spots coming back, and they just get the itis. I already know what your food about, but I definitely got to come get me some mac and cheese. I'm waiting for the mac, some fried turkey. I need all of that. So I might just pop up And don't keep that trophy too close, because I told you, if I catch that mass trophy, I'm going to walk out the house with that thing. You know what I mean? But before I let you go, sis, what does Candy got coming up next? Because I know you got some things.
Yes, right now I'm filming season 13 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's going to air December 6th. And I'm also filming a new Lifetime movie that I'm super excited about. It's called Envy, produced by T.E. Jakes. I'm super excited about that.
I got you, sis. Well, I appreciate it. My big sis Candy had to pop in with the official Masked Singer podcast. Look, man, we only do big things, and that's why we number one, all right? I had the season 3 winner on here. I don't mind losing to my sis. That's cool, okay? I don't mind, okay? Thanks, sis.
All right.
Good looking.
Okay, all right. Bye, y'all.
Hey, everybody, I'm Clint Black.
And I'm Lisa Hartman Black.
And we're wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays.
Hi, everybody, this is Paul Anka, otherwise known as Rockley. Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday to all of you. Take care, everybody.
Hi, this is Cheryl Hines, and I just want to tell everybody listening, Happy Holidays.
Hi, this is Taylor. Love you all. Stay safe. Have a beautiful 2021.
Hey, everybody. This is Tori Kelly, a.k.a. The Seahorse, wishing you all very, very happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Hey, this is Craig Robinson, host of The Masked Dancer, wishing everybody out there a safe and happy holiday.
Hey, this is Wayne Brady, a.k.a. The Fox from The Masked Singer. Happy holiday from our families to yours.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Candy, the season 3 winner of The Masked Singer. And I'm just here to wish you a happy holiday.
Wishing all of our listeners a happy holidays and easier days to come. Love you guys.
Right now, I want to go ahead and bring in a very, very special guest. This is my dog right here. Everybody always wants to pick on my man Cam for his wild guesses, all right? So I just said his name. I started off the show. I kicked it off with Ken. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're almost close to the end. And I'm going to end it with my main man, Ken Jung. I got him back in the building. Ken, what's going on, big dog?
Ooh, ooh, bow wow. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey, man, you know how we do it, man. You know how we do it, man. What's going on?
It's going good. Going good, sir. Going good. Thank you for having me back.
You know how we do it, Ken, man. I'm happy to be here. And let's go ahead and have some fun with this, man. Season 4, man. How would you describe season 4 of The Masked Singer, man? Go ahead.
Oh, I think it's been the most emotional one for me so far. Mm-hmm. I think because here we are in these unprecedented times right now. And we need shows like The Masked Singer as an escape more than ever. And I Absolutely. Think that, you know, to be a part of something on any level of a show that just gives a lot of joy to families just all over the world, you know.
Right.
The older I get, and as we are still in this pandemic, you know, I appreciate it even more than I ever have. I've always appreciated the show and my involvement in it, but it's on a much deeper level now.
Season 4 is off to a bang!
I have to say, that is probably the most transcending performance we have ever had on The Masked Singer.
Nick, I'm freaking out!
Once again, we are in the presence of greatness.
I am loving Season 4 so much.
Oh my gosh, that was electrifying!
The wildest moment was definitely the gremlin, like self-eliminating. And it being Mickey Rourke, that I think that's possibly the wildest moment on the series, because we're being told by the producers, I have an earpiece, just go with it. It's in real time. I'm like, really? Oh. Yeah, just go with it. And then it happened. And then it just was really the most surreal moment, I think, on The Masked Singer.
No, you can't do that.
Men in Black, I need some help.
What is happening?
I say let's go for
We've
it.
Lost control. It's
no.
The Gremlin Show.
No.
Do it.
No.
Oh, my God. Mickey Rourke.
Oh, my God.
The legendary actor, Oscar nominee, the one and only, my friend Mickey Rourke.
To have Mickey Rourke just saying, yeah, I'm just gonna go home. You know, I'm just gonna eliminate myself. And one of the one great story behind the scenes that hasn't been told yet is you saw the other contestants just going home. They literally just walking home, right? They're like being eliminated. Like, oh, okay, we don't have to do the formal eliminations. And I remember Nicole going, yay, we can go home early. There's so many moments right now where like, it's an embarrassment of riches. Like, oh my gosh, that, you know, that person, because that person's in front rather. No, that one is. No, that one is. And then
that's tough.
You know, sooner or later, you realize you have like six front runners and, you know, or maybe even seven, and one of them can't even make the final six. So it definitely has been the toughest competition.
I'm about to give you your props because this season, you shocked the world. You seem to have one correct guess this season.
Oh, that's right.
Out of that field.
I was jumping for joy. I couldn't believe I got one right, first of all. And second of all, I'm a huge Lonzo Ball fan and I'm a big NBA fan.
Yep.
And for me to have guessed both Lonzo Ball and Victor Oladipo in the second season, you know, I'm just a huge NBA fan. And for a while, I thought it was Dame Lillard.
I saw that guess. Yeah.
I think one of the pleasant joy surprises of the show is like people now know what a big NBA fan I am. And and how I just will randomly, you know, get, oh, it's Victor Oladipo. Oh, it's Lonzo Ball. Oh, it's Dame Lillard. So that always enters my register half the time. It is kind of cool to be known as like the NBA guy on The Masked Singer.
Right. And what I want to know is this. What unmasking surprised you the most this season?
You know, Dr. Elvis, I really didn't. That wasn't really on my radar until it was revealed to be Dr. Elvis, because I just remember I was thinking of other singers. Mm. And so that, you know, I wouldn't say surprised me, but it wasn't on my radar. I wasn't thinking him. So that was a pleasant surprise, you know.
Dr. Elvis, viral superstar, first responder, my man, the singing doctor, Dr. Elvis.
You got me. We actually did get a chance to see you emotional. You know, we saw you actually, we saw Ken in a raw state. And that really just shows how powerful music is and how powerful a performance is. And you were actually fighting back tears, man.
I just have to say, you got, your version of Imagine got us through the pandemic, man. I told my wife, who's also a doctor, was like, you know, that's what a real doctor does, man. You just, he's an orthopedic surgeon. I was a generalist. This guy is smarter than any doctor on the planet. And there's just truly no one more talented than him. And I'm crying because I'm jealous that you're more talented than me. And but I just want you to know, man, you just got us through a very difficult time. And, you know, we love you so much.
Indeed.
Can you just take us, like, what was the connection, man? I mean, because you were feeling it.
I was really just shy and I was surprised by how emotional I got. And I still get kind of choked up thinking about it right now. I don't know. It's just because right when the quarantine began, at least here in California, you know, one of the first shows that I think I even participated in just peripherally was the iHeartRadio Living Room concert. And Dr. Elvis sang Imagine with his colleague, you know, and he's an orthopedic surgeon at the Mayo Clinic. And he's the real deal, and he has a beautiful voice. And that concert showed B-roll footage of frontline workers, you know, taking care of patients dying of COVID. And so while he's singing the song, they had all the imagery of, you know, all the suffering going on by patients, by workers, by families. And that when I hear him singing Imagine, I think of that moment and of and my wife, who's also a doctor, we were watching it and we just couldn't stop crying. And as a doctor who, you know, who's now an entertainer, you know, sometimes I don't talk about this often, but you do kind of existentially question yourself, like, why am I doing this? You know, why am I in comedy? Why am I entertaining? Why am I in entertainment and not in medicine?
Right.
And sometimes there are moments in my entertainment career where you're able to connect with people.
Right.
You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be in any, obviously don't have to be an entertainer. There's just so many ways to connect with people. But I think entertainment at its best is when you're able to connect. And I think Dr. Elvis did that for me.
Yeah.
And to see someone so active in medicine, still treating patients, and the still like, so he's healing the world with his hands as a surgeon and right. with his voice. It to this day, it still moves me. It's kind of, I can't think of a more profound moment where medicine and entertainment converge. And that was
right.
in the form of Dr. Elvis for me.
And speaking of multi and talented, let's talk about you getting on the stage, man, doing a rendition of Little Drummer Boy. You know, I want to know, how was the reception?
I'll stop.
That was amazing.
Oh, I walk the other way.
Nailed it.
That was pretty damn good, Doc. Proud of my boy.
I still can't believe I got to perform on The Masked Singer. So there's still a little bit of surreal component to it. It was kind of like Craig Plest is the exec producer of The Masked Singer. And he was like, I just have this idea. And he's a man, he's a genius, full of ideas. And he was like, yeah, like, why don't you just, do something for the holiday show. And then we're just kind of going back and forth on songs. And he just said Little Drummer Boy. And that was all Craig. And I just started, I just couldn't stop laughing. So I was like, I think that's my answer, you know? So I didn't overthink it. And if you watch my performance, it definitely doesn't look like it was thought out. So I wouldn't call it a zone, because that would imply that I'm good. But I think it was definitely a Ken Jeong zone, maybe.
One thing I did ask the other panelists, I asked them this, and I cannot wait to hear your answer, Ken. I asked them, if you had to compete on The Masked Singer, what I want to know is this. I want to know, what would your costume be? What would Ken be?
That's a great question. I think...
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
It would be... the heartthrob, if there's like some sort of just shredded, only one chin, just someone who's just in love with himself, you know, that would be my character. And then I sing really bad, and then I'll be like, and then everyone's like, I'm the first one eliminated, and then I'll be like, you know what, in my head I was a genius. So I see being the first one out. Last one in, first man. One out. The heartthrob.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, we got a lot of listeners listening to us right now. What can we expect with the finale?
In all honesty, I thought that the most competitive, up until this point, I thought the most competitive finale was your finale, you know, was season three, because that was really anybody's game, you know. And and again, shout out to you. Your performance you just never had a bad performance. Every performance was just spot on. And
thank you, man.
I feel like this one is of that same level. I just remember with the Super Six, any of them could win. So it felt even more competitive, because there's just something magical in the air this season.
Right on. How are you going to spend your holiday, and how do you get into the holiday spirit? And I'm sure the gift requests are crazy too, man. So go ahead and walk me through your holiday season.
You know, it's so funny. Like right now, we're trying to keep it as real as possible. Like, you know, just being at home with my wife and my two daughters, and we're just trying to keep it low key yet loving, you know, so to me, I feel like as a father of the family, I think the main thing is just to still keep it light, you know. And to me, it gets a little bit more existential, like in the form of gifts, in the form of attitude, in the form of just being grateful. So I'm always striving to see the big picture of what this particular holiday means to me. My thing is for me, I look at the holidays as hope, because hope's around the corner. 2021 will be a better year. It'll be a brighter year. There's advances made in science right now that will help make it a brighter year.
Yep.
I look at this way, at this holiday season, as a time where I'm even more grateful than ever for sure.
I'm sure I'm speaking for all the listeners out here, man. They love you. We love you. And don't stop. We're going to keep this thing going. So, yeah, man.
Bow Wow Ribbit.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, me and Ken's, our joint rap album is coming, okay?
It's just coming, you know, very soon. It's coming soon.
So y'all better get ready for it. How many songs we gonna put about?
I was told by my producer you're just gonna do all the hits and you're gonna perform. And I heard it was through an intermediary. I wasn't to perform at all because I had quote unquote no talent. And it's all good. It's all good. I don't take it personally. I'm just the man standing in the background. I think that's how I'm even credited in the liner notes of your album. Look, I'm just standing in the background, just supporting you. Just Bow Wow Ribbiting.
You do the ad libs. That's perfect. You can do
the ad libs. I do the ad libs that will eventually be cut from your album. That's my rapping name.
MC Economy Plus, yo, man. Ken, bro, it's always a pleasure, bro. You know it, man.
Absolutely. Much love to your family. Happy holidays. Thank you for everything.
You too, man. Get the family my blessings and love as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Take care,
you
guys. Bye.
I have the very last exclusive clue of the season for you guys. And listen up, because here it is. Now, season 3 competitor Turtle has a lot in common with the Crocodile. Just that they're both stylish reptiles in the finals, but they also share that creepy zombie clue. Alright guys, go ahead and put your thinking caps on right now and get to work. All right, you guys, that is a wrap. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Join me next Wednesday for our final podcast season. I don't know what I'm going to do without the five single podcast listeners. I don't even know. I'm going to have interviews with our Masked Singer finalists. Do not sleep on it. Get some sleep now. Then from me to you, I'm wishing you guys happy holidays. Stay safe, mask up, and one thing's for sure, love. Love, love. That's what it is. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to tune in to the Masked Singer on Fox every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.